road the easy way.
Life is hard.
What's going on, everybody? It's Easy Talk Live. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I'm glad that you are able to tune in from Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn or wherever you're hearing this from, or you might just be a subscriber to our text or our app. And yeah, we got a pretty awesome show today. And I haven't been here for a while. I haven't been doing Easy Talk Live for a while, but I'm really excited to be back and doing shows again. And I'm very happy to be promoting my new show September 6th in Hollywood and Vine on WCOBM television. And greats like Pat O'Brien and Louis Gossett Jr. and Mark Wahlberg and all these amazing people are just doing the thing there. And so I'm like, you know what? I got to go do my thing. So I want everybody to make sure that they come in and they are there at the studio. They are doing their thing the easy way on September 6th, Hollywood and Vine. Hit me up if you guys want to come down. It's going to be a party. We're going to have a pizza party by the celebrity pizza guy. We're going to have our – now, this show and all the Easy Talk Live shows – well, not all the Easy Talk Live shows, but this show especially and the September 6th show is brought to you by – Clarity.com, C-L-A-R, the number 8-T-Y.com. So enough promotion about myself. Let's talk about our guest. He's going to be coming in here real soon, and his name is Chris LaVar, V-R-A-R. I don't know what's up with the spelling. I never did understand what's up with the spelling, but the guy is amazing, very talented, and we're going to be talking to him not only about his talent and his story, but really how what we want to do is highlight and really talk about how he's seizing the moment, he's seizing the content, he's grabbing it, and he's running with it. And it's really boosting him and moving him in different directions. And that's really important. And here at Easy Way, Easy Talk Live, by the way, guys, this is Easy Way Radio, powered by Easy Way Broadcasting. We really appreciate everybody tuning in. And Chris LaVar is going to be with us here pretty soon. I also want to promote, before we really get started into the show, the Hollywood Weekly Magazine. I am the cover of Hollywood Weekly Magazine. Very blessed. It's one of the biggest magazines in Hollywood, next to Hollywood Reporter, Variety, and all that right there on the newsstands. We've seen it. It's going to hit all the newsstands tomorrow. Please go out and get your copy. We are really appreciating that support. And yeah, Hollywood Weekly Magazine. Big event happening on September 10th. Make sure you mark your calendars. So guys, if you don't know me, my name is Eric Zuli, also known as EZ. I worked with Akon for quite some time, Convict Music. I hit all the music videos. I own What You Need TV. I've been congressionally recognized, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I do my thing on social media, and I'm a host. I talk until I pass out. No, I'm kidding. But we are going to be having a lot of fun. So if you don't know about me, please do me a favor and follow me on Twitter, Eric Zuli on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Facebook and Instagram. Or you can just subscribe easy. Text the letters easy to the number 21777. We have a movement called the Easy Way, hashtag Easy Way. People that know about the movement love it. People that don't know about the movement love it after they find out about it. So anyway, guys, this is going to be a fantastic show. We're going to bring our guest on here real soon after the word from our sponsors. And his name is Chris LaVar, and he's got a really amazing story. He's a freestyling rhymatist, and he is a very skilled, above-level person. And recently he was endorsed by The Game, and he's already had Ice-T on stage talking about it. He is doing his thing. So again, guys, I am Eric Zuli here on Easy Talk Live, powered by Easy Way Broadcasting on Easy Way Radio. We're going to be right back after a couple commercials, and then we're going to bring Chris on, man. I'm excited to introduce you guys to him. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Are you going to go run with him? Maybe he'll come back out later. My love, my homie, anybody who thinks America's Got Talent, my man LeVar was freestyling on America's Got Talent. He's good, too. But that's a skill I don't really possess. I be, like, trying to rhyme off the head. I be saying dumb shit that don't rhyme together.
I just freestyled for the game. What do you think?
Hey, I like your freestyle, man. I don't know a lot of people that can do what you can do. You know what I'm saying?
Good looking.
What's up, man?
All right, the game. It don't get no much bigger than that.
Here we go, yo. Check me with my flow, yo. You never heard a rap like this, a pro. I'm coming off the top of the head. Yo, go ahead instead of standing there. Want to start with the popping and moving.
So that gives you an idea of Chris LeVar. We have him on the show today. We're glad to get your time, Chris. Chris, are you there?
I'm here, EZ. What's happening?
There he is, baby. There he is, Chris LeVar. Has made it to Easy Talk Live. Hold your tears. Hold your applause. Hold it up. We'll get into the applause at the end of the show. Trust me. Me and Chris are going to be getting into it. We have lots of stories, and if you're lucky, guys, if you ever, we have enough call-ins, and we're looking on Facebook on EasyWay Radio. We're looking at all you guys out there. We're looking at your comments and your engagement. If we see some good stuff, we might have a little surprise at the end of the show. But what's up, Chris? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to Easy Talk Live.
Well, thank you, Easy. Thank you for having me. The hardest working man in LA, you know. So I'm glad to be on your show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, you've been working pretty hard too. I was looking on YouTube, and you're doing your thing in many different ways with kids, and you're performing at big places. And you know, I remember kicking it with you 8 years ago, and you know, back and forth, a lot of different events. We've rubbed elbows on at least 50 events.
Yes.
You and I freestyled together about, I would say, 4 or 5 years ago. Remember when we did that little session?
Yeah, I remember.
And so you've evolved. I wanted to tell you, man, on air, you've evolved a lot since then. And, you know, so let me ask you this, man. There's probably a lot of people that are kind of wonder about the chemistry and, like, the insides and outs. And like, if you were to, like... really, really go into freestyling and, you know, talk to us a little bit about like how you're doing it and what you did to learn to do it. And I'm going to also talk about what I do.
Well, I mean, keeping it 100, I didn't learn it. When I was 6 years old, I just could rhyme, and I was writing poems like for my grandmother or my mom. I remember one time I wrote a poem called Stormy Weather, not knowing, of course, there was a song already called Stormy Weather. And I don't remember what I wrote, but I do remember one sentence said something about the temperatures rising. And just to be a six-year-old and say that in a poem was kind of, you know, remarkable. My parents told me that they were, like, so intrigued, like, what is this? How did he come up with that? And then in first grade, there was a Christmas play. And from first to eighth grade, everyone was involved with the play, all the kids. And at the end of the play, all the big kids and everybody got off stage. And then the little kids got off stage, but some instruments were left on stage. And I'm a first grader, and I went and picked up the guitar, and I don't even know how to play it. And I started strumming it and singing to the entire audience. And my mom said, I don't remember all of that. I remember some of it, but my mom said when that happened, she knew that there was something about me that I had to entertain. And, you know, I always had this gift to rhyme. When I was in high school, I would make up rock songs off the top of my head. I would, like, imitate Kiss or Van Halen, and off the top of the head, I would start wailing with some lyrical magic that sounded like it was written, and everybody would be like, who sings that song? When I would do it at school, because I would literally sing to the kids at school, making up the lyrics. Then the first time that rap music, by the way, not a lot of people know this. By the way, so this is really odd even to myself that I'm telling the story, but when rap first came out, the first rap song I heard that made me say to myself, wow, I do that, was Cool It Now by New Edition. The part where they're like, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, if I like the girl, who cares, who you like, whatever, that whole rhyming scheme just tripped me out. And I was like, wow, I do that. And then I started listening to Curtis Blow, These Are the Breaks, which ironically enough, years later, him and another person in the business named J.D. Pugh and Victor Kubitschek, one of the producers of, I think, Head of the Class back in the day, they all tried to sign me to a particular deal. I ended up just working with one of them, Jay, for a while. But that, it's so ironic that listening to Kurt and then I ended up working with Kurt. I just saw him recently, actually, at the Art of Rap concert tour. It was awesome. Ice-T, Public Enemy, EPMD, they were all rocking it the night that I was there. But anyways, back to how I got into it. After I, you know, heard rap the first time, I was like, this is what I do. I'm a rapper. I know it. And so I just started rhyming at parties. And I went to one school, but I was known at all the schools because even though I went to Aragon, I would be rapping at Hillsdale parties or Carlmont parties or any of the schools in the area, Notre Dame, Mercy, girls' schools, even colleges. And so I was getting known. And then I called up a radio station, and during a break, the DJ answered my call, and I had my radio on to listen to myself on the radio in case he answered. And I said, you want to hear the best freestyle rapper? And I'm not saying I'm the best, but I wanted him to listen to me. So I used that as bait. And he was like, okay, hold on a minute. So he goes back on air and he's like, hey, this is Bobby Roque, 107.7. And then he put on a song and he came back and he's like, okay, let me hear you. Long story short, after doing a freestyle for him, I ended up at his house the next day recording a commercial for the second biggest radio station in all of Northern California behind KMEL, and that station was KSOL. And then we did the commercial. We went back to the station. The heads of the station heard it, put it on air, and then they said, hey, come here for a minute. They walked me down a hall, and they brought me into a meeting, and they had me freestyle for everybody in the meeting. Long story short, the guy stood up that was involved with the concert that was going to happen the next night at the Civic Center in San Francisco, and he's like, what are you doing tomorrow? And I said, nothing. And he said, you want to open up for Natalie Cole and Keith Sweat? And I said, yeah. And I was in a group at the time called BWT, which stood for Black and White Together. And I was the white rapper in this group, and I've always been – I don't look at race. If you're cool, you're cool. If you're not, you're not. There's two races,
like the
good
title.
And bad. If aliens landed today and they were nice, I'd be like, this is my green friend over here, homie, whatever. You know, I wouldn't care. You know, it's just everybody trips on the whole race thing. To me, that's such a low IQ mentality and so primitive. 2016, it's just an old way of thinking. You know, all races make mistakes. We need to now just move forward. Everybody come together. So I've always had that mentality. So I was in this group, BWT, and I insisted that I get to do a song with them on the stage if I'm going to freestyle for the concert. And they liked that, actually. And they let me do it. And the next night, to make that long story short, because each of these stories have a story within the story, I opened up for Natalie Cole, and I had 8,000 people at the Civic Center waving their hands side to side, yelling, go white boy, get busy, go white boy, get busy. And I was up there freestyling out of control. I'm up on the mic, I'm running for Natalie Cole, and whatever I said, you could place your bet. And after Natalie Cole, I heard it's Keith Sweat, and here we are in Frisco, the Bay Area. I grabbed the mic, it caused mass hysteria, and I was just flowing, and and the place went nuts. I got off stage, and Natalie Cole pulled me aside. She had a baby in her arm, and her baby was holding a drumstick. I remember everything. And she's like, Chris, or she said whatever, she called me Chris or LeVar, you need to go to Hollywood. And then Keith Sweat high-tenned me and said she's right. And that is what took me to Hollywood. Said that. It impacted me big time. I went to Hollywood. I went to try to get spotted at Venice Beach. I met Animation, the legendary breaker popper Animation. And he let me freestyle during his set for $20. A guy that brought me, he paid him $20, and I did a freestyle and made him $80 more after I freestyled. And he wanted me to stay there and work.
He took $20 from you and you made him $80? Nice.
Yeah, that's a true story, man. So it was pretty funny. And then after that, you know, it's not like I got signed. There's a whole much more to what happened next, but I'll fast forward to a few years later, and I'm back in the Bay Area. And I heard that the Gavin Awards was happening at the at a St. Francis Hotel, I believe, in San Francisco. And that's an award show for all the best radio program directors in the radio business and all the heads of the record companies and the music industry. People are all there honoring the winner of the Gavin Award, who, by the way, was Hosh Gerrelli that year. So he ended up with Clive Davis, and he blew up himself. But I waited for the doors to open and the convention to end. And when everybody came out, I yelled, yo, you want to hear me do a freestyle? And they all looked at me like I'm crazy. And I had a boombox with me. They all gathered around because they were in shock. And I started freestyling. Long story short, I got signed to Sony, Epic Records, major deal. And there's more to the story of what happened, but the show wasn't long enough. But it was incredible. Night for me.
I love the backstories. You want to go into the juicy stuff? Go for it, man. The Sony. You're mentioning, like, people are listening right now, and they're hearing names and powerful situations that can grow down. I'm sure people would love to hear the backstory how you got with Sony. So please go into it.
So after I freestyled to the crowd, a guy named Kenny Commissar, who worked in the Michael Jackson camp at Epic Records, Paulie Anthony was the head at the time. He said, "You want to be on the biggest label in the world?" After I freestyled, and everybody was trying to get at me, and he was the strong one. He, like, got in front of them all and didn't – he took me first, and he said that and told me, you know, we have Michael Jackson on our label. You don't get – I think only Jesus has passed Michael Jackson, so, you know, as far as fame. So I said yes, and he took me upstairs.
You mean
–
when you say Jesus has passed Michael Jackson, I mean, we've still got – we got Prince, you got Elvis. I mean, you got a lot of other music legends. Are you talking about dance-wise?
At that time, Michael Jackson was the biggest star in the world, the whole Thriller and all that. So he was the man.
You think Michael Jackson was a bigger star than Elvis?
At that time? I'm not. Why are you taking it there? You want to hear my story? I'm not saying who's bigger or better. At that time, Michael Jackson was the biggest star in the world, and this guy's telling me you want to be on the label with the biggest star in the world. So I used an analogy that the only person bigger than Michael Jackson at that time was Jesus.
Well, all you got to say is a living star, because Elvis was dead at the time. But okay, go ahead. Finish your story.
Okay. I got to be careful how I say things now. So anyway, you know, so I rocked it. I got signed to Sony, and I flew out to Los Angeles. I met Booker T and the MG's son, Booker T the third, and we ended up doing our album.
Are you talking about Booker T from the wrestler Booker T?
No, Booker T, Green Onions.
Okay. I have a story with the wrestler Booker T, but okay, so we're not going there. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we did our album. I ended up getting introduced to Ice-T's camp through Mark Full Moon Wolfson, the guy who did the engineering for the soundtrack Colors, and he brought me to Africa Islam. And Africa Islam had all his boys from Rhyme Syndicate in his room, and he's like, okay, let's hear you. And so I did a freestyle for him. Long story short, Mark left me at his house, and I ended up living at Africa Islam's house, sleeping on his couch and working on music and getting really tight with the Rhyme Syndicate family. And when I was signed to Sony, I actually wanted to use Africa Islam before I met Booker T. So there's no hating on Booker T. He's large, you know. But I wanted to work with my Rhyme Syndicate family, and I started to learn about the politics and the industry. It doesn't matter. These big stars, they're not really controlling things like people may think until they get to be a superstar. So I didn't get to choose my producers. I ended up loving what Booker T and Shake City did for me, though, so it turned out, you know, good in that respect. But I really wanted to also work with my Rhyme Syndicate fam. So anyways, I stayed in tight with them. And I got brought to Ice-T one night by Rex Royal. Everybody called him Pimpin' Rex. He's the one who sang the chorus on I'm Your Pusher. You know, I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, you know the rest. I won't say it, but you know what I'm saying, that song?
Yeah.
So he brought me up to Ice-T, and he was like, yo, Ice, you got to hear this white boy freestyle. And he also does kids hip-hop and all this other stuff. And Ice was like, yo, man, I'm busy right now, like, or whatever he said. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he convinced him to listen. I did a freestyle for Ice, and when I was finished, he was like, oh, you're going on tour. And I was like, what?
You do a pretty good Ice impression. Do that again. What did he say?
He was like, yo, what's up? Going on tour. And then I was like, all right. And the next day, I show up at his house, and I end up flying on the plane with him and Donald D., and, you know, everyone was taking tour buses, and he took me out like that. I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then that first night, his first concert that I was going to perform at, I thought I was going to be one of the opening acts. And all the opening acts went. So I was like, he's not calling me up. And then halfway through his set, he, like, signals for me to go behind the stage. And I was like, oh, man, OG is about to call me up to freestyle. And growing up, that was my favorite rapper. Ice-T. So this whole thing is just all crazy, ironic stuff happening to me in my life. So I'm backstage, and Ice, I can't say exactly what he said. I don't know what the rating is on this show, but and he was saying, this mother, the best. Yo, Nick. Yeah,
I'll be your beeper.
Give it up for and he was like, give it up for my man, LeVar. And I came out on stage, and he gave me the mic, and I crushed it. And he was like, he was being my Flavor Flav, standing next to me, saying one-liners and, yeah, what, doing all that. And so, you know, that was cool.
Now,
that's
pretty cool. Let me highlight that for you. So you're saying that you were on stage, you were brought up by Ice-T, and then you were doing your thing, and the vibe was so tight that Ice-T started backgrounding you, like kind of hyping you?
Yes. He had
wow.
A mic, too, because originally when – actually, the ringleader DJ Ace handed me the microphone, and I took that microphone and I looked at Ice and I said, "Hey, yo, Ice, let me get the mic with the power." And he looked at me and made this funny expression on his face and looked at the crowd and then extended his arm out and handed me his microphone, and I handed him the other microphone. And I was insinuating, "I want the mic that you're rapping on." And so, anyways, I start freestyling and I go, you know, I was crushing it. And then I look to my right and I see he's like bobbing with me and saying certain words and like backing up things I'm saying. And it flowed so smooth and the crowd went crazy. And I remember I felt so happy backstage afterwards because he came up to me and he was like, "Hey, yo, LeVar, you rocked that shit." And I was like, oh, man, thanks, Ice.
Dude, I want to do something. I want to get Ice's voice and do something and have you say the same similar thing and put it out and see if people can pick the difference. Which one's the Ice-T? Which one's you?
You're funny, Eric.
I try, but that's cool, man. You know, so you I love that you followed your dream, and so basically, you know. What about your support when you were growing up? You know, like sometimes people have their parents' support. Sometimes they got to work hard for themselves. You know, what was that like for you? Were you supporting yourself or were you backed for a little bit when you first went to, you know, you said when you're 6 years old, you started free, you were kind of had the skills automatically within, and then you grew up, but did you have to work for yourself? Did your parents support you?
Well, I mean, I got signed to Sony as, you know, a teenager. So
what, how old?
My life didn't. It didn't go in the norm. Say that again.
How old were you when you got signed?
19.
Okay.
And they were like, you know, your life has just changed, and gave me a check for over $100,000. And then money, like, I would make through
years. You got paid up front? You got paid up front with your dealer? That I didn't think those deals existed.
I got $115,000. I got $115,000. I was signed to Sony, and I used to babysit the mayor's kid, the mayor's kids of San Mateo, and my parents, no political people, and they got me lawyers, and I ended up getting a decent deal.
Nice. Well, that's good. That, you know, congratulations on that, because I know that's
a
hard.
Now, to keep all that money? No. But I got the initial deal. I got
enough
to
pay
your
lawyer half, right?
No, actually, it was fair since it was through family and friends. I didn't get robbed.
Okay, so let's talk about your family a little bit. Like, did your parents support you in wanting to rap? Did when people come up, sometimes they have the support, sometimes they don't. And I think that you're an inspirational person. I'm gonna build into where I'm going with this. But, because you're doing some good things now, but when the come up is important, that's a lot of people are probably going through the same type of thing you've gone through, and they'd be interested in hearing the story.
No, my parents, they're not listening to rap music. They're like, what is our son? Did he hit his head? You know, who knows what they're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
But they did believe that I had this gift to rhyme, because even when I was 15 years old, I called up the TV show Home Turf, a TV show on NBC that played in the Bay Area, and it had all hip-hop stars and stuff on it all the time. And I called him up, and I convinced him to take a meeting with me. And I remember my friend John Rowan, he could vouch for this. We drove to NBC where the show was filmed in the Bay Area, and I went into a meeting, and they were eating lunch, and I got the freestyle for him while they all ate lunch. And a week later, the NBC van and the cameras came to my parents' house and did a whole piece on me. And at the time, my name was Kid Chris, and I wore the Kansas City Royal hat with the K and the C and called myself Kid Chris, right? So nobody knows that except the people in the Bay Area. So that, was how...
And now everybody in the world knows it.
Yeah, so now my parents knew. Yeah, easy, you're getting it all out of me, man.
I'm just listening, man.
Yeah, I know. So basically my parents knew there was something there, and they helped me in making demos. And those first demos are what I played to Curtis Blow, actually, and everybody when I came out to L.A. the first time. And they didn't really like the demos, but they knew I had the talent when I freestyled for them live. And so my parents did back me, and then through the years, if I ever had any struggle, I could call mom and dad, but for the most part, I've made deals here and there where it would keep me going. Like I did a Miller beer commercial with the Fly Girls from In Living Color, and it played nationally.
In Living Color. Can you do that rap? The people do, I can't do it. I want to pop it on YouTube right now.
You're so quick. It'll probably play in 2 seconds. But anyway, so that's, my parents backed me. So that's the answer to that story. And,
that's cool,
man.
So you, can you guys hear that, or is that just in my headphones? That's probably just my headphones. I tried, and I'm not that quick. But so you did a lot of things on set. You got to play with it. I mean, I love those girls in Unliving. Do you dance too, or just mainly rap?
No, I dance on the mic.
You dance on the mic. I love it. Oh, you got a quick comeback. All right, that's what's up. So, all right, guys, I hope you're enjoying the show. This is Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Radio, powered by Easy Way Broadcasting. We're here with Chris LeVar, the LeVar machine. I just gave you that word. You're the
LeVar
machine.
That's funny. Sharon Osbourne said I'm a rap machine.
The LeVar rap machine. There we go. So we're with Chris LeVar, guys, and that's L-A space V-R-A. What's up with the spelling, by the way? It just drives me nuts.
Okay. Really? No, really? You're so funny, dude. actually, even in the movie I'm in, they spell it wrong. I always get it spelled wrong. There's no space. What happened, I was on America's Got Talent, and when they put it up on Google, they put it with the space, and I... too many people start knowing me from that, and I just went with it because I actually had it on my Facebook like that years ago, and I couldn't change it. I didn't know how to change it, and I never went back and changed it and just kept it like that. And I don't know if that's where America's Got Talent saw it or how it happened, but they ended up spelling it that way too. So too many people saw that, and I was like, yeah, I'll just keep it.
Okay, okay, cool. Well, this has been a great show. I'm enjoying it. I hope the fans are enjoying it. Guys, if you want to call in, remember, we're going to go quick commercial break, but when we come back, the segment's called the Hollywood Hot Seat. So, Chris, I hope you're ready. And everybody, whenever you want to call in, we're looking for the callers, 914-338-1303. We are looking for that special, clever freestyle. You can either do it on a comment or you can call in and you can promote yourself or your business. That's how Easy Way rolls. And so we're going to go a quick commercial break with Havana Watches. Got to keep the bills paid. And when we come back, we're going to go into that America's Got Talent was a big progression in your career. So I definitely want to go into that. And then I got a couple of Hollywood Hot Seat questions for you, Chris. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Love to the people that give me love back. Those kids were young and they're killing it. Disney, you guys gotta check them out. They're rocking it all over every stage possible. You as being a rap magician, Chris, what'd you think of that song? We're going crazy. Cool. All right, so thank you, appreciate it. So going into America's Got Talent. Yep. America's Got Talent, baby. This guy was on America's Got Talent, and that's kind of like the next step in your rap career, right? Because that was like the first national television opportunity, right?
Yeah, and actually I have to give props to George Hinojosa, Ice-T's manager for his whole career, and he manages Coco too. He's the one that told me I should go on that show, and I was like, yeah, but I don't want to wait in line for, 10 days, the line around the block, how they are in those cattle calls. And he said, don't worry about it. I'll send a letter on mine and Ice's behalf, and you won't have to wait in line. You'll still have to audition and make it, but you don't have to wait in line. And I was like, what? All right, so I guess I'll do it. And so I went. I had an appointment, and I went there, and I saw the line a mile long that I didn't have to get in, and I was like, oh, thank God. And I went into this office or this room they had set up, and there was a big table and like four show producers, and they were all on computers. And I came in, and they don't know who or how I got the meeting or whatever. And they were like, because I found that out later, they didn't know. And they said, okay, what's your talent? And I said, I'm going to freestyle. I'm going to rap. And they all made faces like, oh, brother. And they said, okay, go ahead. And then I put the beat on, and I started freestyling. And I could see they weren't paying attention. They were on their computers and not even listening. So I started freestyling off the top of the head, and did I mention I'm good at what I'm doing right now, so you should pay attention, you should listen, what are you doing, you're dissing, stop, get off the computer, whatever. I started flowing and rapping about them and what they were doing, and they all started looking at each other and smiling, and they stopped on their computer, and then I saw I had them, so I really got into it, and I was flipping it, and they were tripping, and they just stopped me, stop. And they said, okay, we're going to send you upstairs, and we're going to skip two rounds and go send you straight to the people that could, that got the power. And so they got on their
Man,
they got
you even got
heads.
Homer getting excited about this story.
What's up, Homer? So they came, they brought me up the escalators. I went upstairs and did my thing again, and I made it to the live audition. And now you know you got to come with it when you come on the television, and staring at Stern. And how this is, it's all
did
you.
Did you have the butterflies? Did Nick Cannon come make you nervous before you jumped on stage?
No, he didn't. He was cool. But before I rapped on America's Got Talent, I will admit I was nervous. And I'm never nervous when I have to rap because it's just it's a part of who I am, is a rhymer, a rhymatist,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in rap form or
rhymologist.
Any form. My YouTube page is Rhymatology. So
Rhymatology. You know, my first crew, because I rap too, and I actually started out in the industry rapping, and I made beats and I performed. Our first crew was called MCology.
Oh, that's dope. See, we're on the same easy way type of thinking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you know, I did it. They got me audition, and I'm standing there a little nervous. You know, what I was nervous about was that maybe they hate rap, and they're just going to press X on me and not really listen. And, you know, I got to tell you, the footage that's online, that is just a brief part. You know, they can't show everybody's full performance. They gave me a good chunk, but a lot of the parts that aren't in there, it kills me they're not in there. Because as the live audience and anyone at NBC would tell you, Ozzy Osbourne was in the front row, and I was
mm-hmm.
freestyling to him, going rhyming off the top of my head, using my brain, going insane. Can you take me for a ride on the crazy train? And I was rhyming to him and about his career, and you've been warned. And, hey, what's up? It's Mr. Ozzy Osbourne sitting in the front seat and rhyming right now to the beat, the elite in school. I used to
But
I
got a
I
question
saying.
For you, Chris. Let me ask you this. The day before
Ozzy,
you were going to be on.
Standing ovation.
The day before you were going to be on, did you have nightmares about this sound?
Yes, I no, to be honest, no, I didn't think, I knew if they would listen, I wouldn't get I wouldn't hear that. As long as they listened, I was a little nervous.
That's cool, man. So but you did your thing. And so who were the judges on when you were on? Was it Osbourne and Kelly? It was Kelly Osbourne and Nick Cannon was the host. And then there was two others, Howard Stern, right?
Sharon Osbourne, Howie Mandel, and Howard Stern. And I was on the premiere of Howard Stern. So that's why I got a lot. Like anywhere I go, like they're not looking at me and go, oh, that's the guy from America's Got Talent that rapped. But if anybody around me or my crew ends up talking to someone and they say, did you see the episode where the white guy was rapping about the judges and freestyling? There's always half of the people saying, that was you. Like that always happens.
Is that video on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Oh, well, we're going to definitely have to highlight that for you. We'll put it on Easy Way Radio, and you guys can make sure you post your comments and like it. All right, so we're about to go into the Hollywood hot seat. I know that you can't wait for this part. Everybody loves the Hollywood hot seat. So, Chris, here's my questions for you, all right? If you and Eminem were in a rap battle, who do you think would win?
Tie.
You honestly think it would be a tie? Okay, that's some confidence there, man.
Well, this is the thing. I'm not saying I'm a better rapper than Eminem because I'm not. But as far as rapping off the top of my head, as long as I saw what caliber he was going to come with and he really came off the top of the head and I saw it was really literally freestyle about everything we're doing here, what's going on, and you could tell this isn't written material and do a real freestyle, then I believe I could come back with one and match it. So I'd either lose by a little or tie because I'm not going to say I'd win because he is Eminem, but I would do it.
Okay. Well, okay. Here's another question for you. If there was a charity or, you know, some sort of cause that was really important and you knew that you could, like, say, save a life, but you'd have to give up a piece of your skills, would you do it?
I would give up my life.
You'd give up your life for another life?
If it was a child, probably be like, you got to be under 20. But yeah, I would.
There you go. All right, man, I'm not going to hot seat you too much. You got a lot of positive things. I want to get into the game endorsing you. And like right now your stuff's going viral. and people are really commenting. I was on Facebook and I was looking. It looks like you have almost 50 comments or something on that the game. I guess TMZ put it out and it's on Twitter. Talk to us about the game endorsement.
Well, that was a really crazy situation. I had just hosted an event at Caesar's Palace for Infinite Pieces magazine.
Shout out to Candy. She's one of our Easy Way Access members. She's amazing. She did a great job.
Yeah, she did. It really came together. So, after performing at that, I was invited to the pool party the next day. I went to the pool party, and I was getting ready to leave. And Candy goes, "You're going to leave? The game is over at the pool right now." The Venus pool. And I was like, "What?" So I was like, let me go try to seize an opportunity.
Bingo.
So I walk over to that pool section. I walk in the area where they all are, and it's the game, and like 50 of his people, guys and girls, in the pool and around the pool. And that's it. That was all at the small pool. And so when I walked in there, I was like, "Oh, there's the game." And he was like in the middle of the pool. And I went over to the edge of the pool, and a couple guys that were right there, one sitting by the pool and one in the pool, were talking. And I don't remember exactly what I said, but I ended up saying something about being a rapper and can I flow for you. I didn't say it like that. It went organically, so I don't remember exactly. But one of the guys goes, "So what, are you going to rap like that?" And I went, "You want to hear one?" And he goes, "No, but I'll listen to you." And he total like,
I like that. "No, but I'll listen to you." Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. And I just started freestyling off the top of the head. "Cool. You're chilling in the pool. I'm up here on whatever I did. I don't remember." And I was flowing. And the next thing you know, I see him and two other guys right there looking at each other and going, "Oh, like what? Oh," like they were reacting. And so then two other guys came over. And they told them, "Listen, do another one." So I did another one, and then they all started reacting so loud, the game and all the other people started noticing and seeing it. Like, what's they're thinking, what's that white boy doing over there, you know? And so they all came over, gathered around. The game was like, "What's going on? What's going on? I hear all this, hype or whatever." And then they're like, "Yo, man, this white boy's flowing, man. He's killing it. You got to hear him." And so the game goes, "Okay, let me hear you." Just like that. And I was like, "Wow, he did what?" So I like kneeled down. If you look on his Instagram video, I didn't even, realize he was filming. I remembered he was filming once I watched the clip. I was like, "Oh yeah, he was filming," because I was lost in the zone. But I start freestyling to him. And I remember I said something about, his tattoos and the one that says NWA, and here we are at the pool, and you're the game, and LeVar's my name, and whatever. I don't want to try to reenact it, but I was spitting stuff about everything there, and they could tell I was really improvising it. And then I also start throwing in a few cool one-liners that I have to make it, just have that extra oomph. And when I was done, they were just all screaming and going crazy. And I remember the game was holding his cell phone in my face, and I even said something about that. And then when I was finished, the game told me to switch numbers, and he pointed with some guy, "Go exchange numbers." And then before I went and did that, I said, "Hey, can I have a little video clip of you saying something about me?" And he goes, "Yeah, go ahead." And I was like, "Oh, shit." So I got the camera, aimed it at him, and he was like, "Yo, man, LeVar, I like your freestyle. I don't know many people that could do what you do, And he's like, "West Side." And I was like, "Wow." And so, I just
freestyle
you just
with the game. What do you think?
"Before, man, hey, I like your freestyle, man. I don't know a lot of people that can do what you can do. You know what I'm saying?
Good looking.
West Side, man.
All right, the game. It don't get no much bigger than that."
Yeah, so that was a surreal moment because I am a genuine game fan.
That must have been a real like surreal moment, a real amazing feeling, and I could tell like you holding the camera, you're like, "Oh man, it don't get much bigger than that. Oh my God, I just got an endorsement for the game." But see, here's what I wanted to talk about, and this is like so important, and not only the game, but I noticed like when you go on stage and you are performing, you do it correctly. I noticed that you have cameras that are really capturing that content. And I also want to point out, too, that you're doing your thing and you're doing it right, because not only you are posting it, but a lot of people are posting your performances. which shows that they are there. I mean, I was going on YouTube and I typed in Chris. There's a lot of other YouTube channels. There's a lot of other people posting you, which means that you're entertaining people, you know, and that's amazing. But you are seizing the moment. And this is what I, again, really wanted to talk about. The fact that you are seizing the moment each and every time, and this whole story that you told us, you're grabbing those moments and you're pushing it on social media and you're grabbing that content and you're hitting it hard and you're doing it at the right timing. And that is the key.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know what you're doing, Easy. I see what you do. You do the same thing. And, you know, people should follow you because you definitely teach people. Like, you're not just trying to just promote yourself. I noticed that. Like, I'm like, this guy, he's like, he promotes himself because how else are you going to get people to listen or know who you are? But when his show is on, he's teaching people. And that's a good thing. You know, you're not greedy with what you got. Like myself, honestly, I use my skill and I want to blow up so I can help kids. I love little kids. I do big celebrity blood drive / concerts for the children at Children's Hospital Los Angeles even. More than money, children need blood right now because cancer is a real epidemic that people don't talk about until it hits their family. And that's what's sad about it, because I noticed like people don't want to give blood a lot of the times because they're scared of needles or whatever other silly reason. And I say silly because we're talking about children's life and you just getting a little poke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to get people to donate money than blood. But now if that was their child, they'd be praying and begging for you to give them blood too. And we're all, in my opinion, everybody is a brother and sister. This life is so damn short. People are tripping.
Yeah.
And we just got to help. That's why I said I'd give my life for a child, because this life is temporary and the next is for eternity, as far as what I believe. So, you know, that's how I live my life.
Exactly, dude. You hit the nail right on the head. People got to remember that. You know, this life is one thing, but that day that you're standing in front of, you know, God and Jesus, I mean, whatever religion you guys have, whatever religion you guys believe, me personally, I'm a Christian, you know, that day that your life is gone and it's your that next point in standing in, you don't want to go down there. You know what I mean? Like, really think about that. You know, all these things that are happening on the earth. But so that is so cool, and I actually do want to play one more performance that you did. This is a performance that you did with the kids, actually, and but I want to play. I'm not gonna play a whole lot of it in the beginning. I want to have the intro that you got, and this was a performance you did for the kids. It was a Christmas type thing, and you really got it. You rocked it, and you know. Before we play this, we actually do have a couple callers. I'm going to go to a quick little break here, and when we come back, we're going to go ahead and play this performance by Chris LeVar. And then I don't know, Chris, we might have to do it the LeVar Easy Way style or so. Let's just see what happens. Let's just see how the vibe goes. All right, guys, we will be right back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcast, and we hope you're enjoying the show. There's about 10 minutes left, so call in. We want to hear from you.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys, we're back. Easy Talk Live. And this has been a fun show, man. I want to definitely get some opinions of some of the callers. We do have a caller that's coming in. But like I said, I'm going to play this performance here. Listen to what's being said about Chris. And he's performing in front of like hundreds of kids that are at a children's hospital. This is just so cool.
Here we go, yo.
You already played that one.
Wrong one.
Our next performer is Chris LeVar, the Rhino Kid. He was on America's Got Talent season 7, TMZ with Jerry Lewis, and yesterday on the TV show Home and Family. He has been performing at Disneyland in Paris, France. He freestyles as a hip hopper, Joseph.
Now, this guy's pretty cool. He told me that yesterday he performed with, I'm sorry, not performed, he performed for Stevie Wonder at his house and his family. So please, give it up for Chris LeVar, the Rhymatist.
How you guys doing? I actually didn't perform for him yesterday. It was about a month ago. But check this out. This is what I do. I rap off the top of my head. I'm going to make it up while I'm saying it. So while I'm freestyling, if you want me to put you in the rhyme, just you know, put your hand up. Or if you want me to rap about something, point to it and I'll throw it in the rap. I also do hip hop music for little kids, for children, songs like Don't Talk to Strangers. And I have an anti-bullying rap called Whoopty Whoopty Scoopty Doo. And you know, I like to keep it fun and positive, but still flow. So, are you ready?
All right, guys, that's an idea how Chris rolls. You heard the audience reaction, and you're doing your thing, Chris. We're going to go now, before we grab this caller, we have Uncle Earl, who's been one of my loyal supporters and just awesome friends for about 10 years now. He's out in New York. You know Uncle Earl, too?
Yeah, Uncle Earl's my man.
Yeah, well, Uncle Earl's calling in. He's going to say what's up to everybody. But before we bring on Uncle Earl, I got a present for you, Chris. We work with the American Cancer Society, Relay for Life. Hundreds of thousands of people, as you mentioned, the cancer situation. We have Easy Way Cares, and that's one of the beneficiaries that we support. I'm going to introduce you into that circle so you can do your performance thing for the thousands and thousands of kids and families that walk for cancer. And since you're so passionate about it and you have so much skills, I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to make that introduction.
Thank you. That's great. Sounds good.
Of course, brother. So we're going to bring on Uncle Earl is in the house. Uncle Earl on Easy Talk Live outside of New York City, the NYC. What's up, Uncle Earl? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Long
good
time no see. Yeah, Chris, what's up?
All right.
And easy. Yeah, I miss both of you guys, man, but I'm holding up over here on the East Coast.
You're holding
man,
it down. Underground, baby.
Ultimate Underground is alive and thriving on the East Coast right now. But I was listening to your broadcast, and Chris, you know, I've known both of you for a while, but Chris, I heard some things I didn't even know, man, and I interviewed you before.
But yeah,
I got an education.
You know, yeah. Easy and I talked a little bit beforehand, and, you know, I understood I was going to have a lot of time to talk, and, you know,
yeah.
He's like, tell some stories you haven't told, Chris. Come on, man. So he got me.
Well, I got an earful, and Easy, how you been, man?
I'm blessed and highly favored, man. When people ask me that, I always say the BB, but busy and blessed. But, you know, promoting
that's
the
great.
Cover of Hollywood Weekly magazine and the new Easy Way Visa card, which is going to help a lot of nonprofit. But promote yourself. Tell people who Uncle Earl is and what your radio show is.
Well, first I want to say, just know that you're out of sight, but not out of mind. And I think about, you know, all my friends over there in the West Coast, because a big part of my life was there. I just came back here for some family reasons and business reasons, but I'm still there with you, and I will be back. But since I've come over here, I put the radio show on hold for a moment, and I just launched a new record label, Earl Hits Records, and I'm distributed through the Orchard and Sony. So that's what's new
awesome.
With me over here. Yeah, and I'm just releasing a new CD coming out in the fall.
Congrats.
Yeah, so Chris, I'm going to have to, you know how we do.
Yeah,
we have to talk. And you too, Easy.
I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be out in the East Coast really soon.
Okay, you're going to have to look
about
me
a
up,
month
man.
Or so.
Yeah,
see what happens.
And I'm probably going to be back out there.
On Easy Talk Live, right there and then, real time, freestyle. We freestyle, baby, and make money at the same time. I love it. So, Earl, let's all talk off air. And I appreciate you calling in, brother. We love you, and we are doing it underground the easy way always.
Yes, easy way, man. I'll be out there next month, so I'll hook you. I'll look you up.
All right, bro. Thank you so much for calling in.
Blessings to both of you. Continue the success.
You
man.
Too. You too, Uncle Lee. Oh, one thing, Eric. I got to give this one shout out. I'm also co-hosting this Saturday at the Globe Theater, the LRT Music Video Awards. You know, Lisa Thomas, Tiffany Gaines put that whole thing together. It's all about the independent music movement. I hope I see you out there. It's going to be big. A lot of big people are going to be out there. So I got to give a shout out to them. And Lisa Thomas, actually, she's the one who took me straight to Stevie Wonder's house. And I got to freestyle for Stevie Wonder and his family. And Stevie grabbed my hand while I was freestyling, and he was doing his famous side-to-side head bob, and I was freestyling. I couldn't believe I'm holding Stevie Wonder's hand in my palm, freestyling right now, trying to keep calm. That was the most surreal moment so far in my career, to be honest.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, you know, Stevie Wonder, we were there for his birthday, and we work with his charity, Better Vision for Children. And he's such an amazing, amazing guy. But we got 5 minutes left, man. And, you know, I got to do this to you. Earl, I'm going to leave you on the line. If you want to jump in, you're welcome to. But, you know,
okay.
Chris, I got a question, man. I got a question. Are you ready for this rap session? Are you ready? Are you ready to keep it steady? People call me Freddie sometimes when I rhyme. But you know what? I get people to stay in line because they want to watch me on stage. And then you go to Hollywood Weekly and you turn the page and you see different things moving on and on. Come on, Chris. Let's hear your song.
Oh, man, that's pretty funny, man. That's pretty funny.
Just challenge you? You said you could beat Eminem, so I had to challenge you. I gotta see what you got.
There he goes. I never said I could beat Eminem.
You said you could tie.
I said I tied.
You said you could
tie.
Okay,
but,
well, I'm interested in the skills now.
You've heard me rap many times. Now you want to put me on the spot and hear some more rhymes. Okay, let me let my tongue twirl. I've been doing this for years. That's why I was brought into the world. You got Uncle Earl on the other line. I'm going to kick a freestyle like a Pelle here, but this time, just like I said, I'm known for how I rhyme and rap off the top of the head. I got a new baby, and right now he's sleeping in the bed right next to me. I'm a G-O-O-D rapper when it comes to rhyming. Perfect with my timing, up the charts climbing. I'm going to get married one day and buy my girl a big fat diamond. I'm in a crazy mode, no simple Simon. Skills coming from my brain. I'm insane in the brain like the house of pain. On and on like that, I'll make the crowd respond. When I'm on the microphone, I like got a magical wand. It's out of my palm, swing it to the brunette or the blonde. Take him home, grip the microphone, rock it. That's how I do every time when I shock it. I'm going to spin just like a rim, doing it off the top of the head, spitting the fucking phlegm. Oops, did I excuse? I said a cuss word. Sorry, you better put the bleep when it comes to rhyming and rapping. I'm never cheap. My rhymes are steep just like a hell. Chill, I'm rhyming off the top of the head, but still, I'm going to take it to a different zone. I was born in the twilight zone like that with no delay, and LA is where I stay, doing it the easy way.
Doing it the easy way,
man. I don't rap and I don't rhyme, but I keep it prime all the time.
Come on, man, don't make me retreat. Uncle Earl, what you doing? Let me get to my next conclusion. We're having a lot of fun here up on the radio. Uncle Earl, why you gotta stop me from go? I gotta go because I got glow from my soul. I gotta roll. Come on, man, let me do my thing on the mic. I just do my thing like it's blowing up like dynamite. It's out of sight. We're having so much fun. I love Chris LeVar. And Easy Way makes the stars. All right, we're good. We're having fun. That's what it's all. So much fun, man. All right, guys, this is Easy Talk Live. We got 3 more minutes left. So I appreciate you, Uncle Ora. You know, Chris LeVar, this has been a lot of fun. And, thank you for giving Easy Way, Easy Talk Live, the backstory on what you got going on. And like I said, that is my gift to you. I'm going to make sure I turn you on to the American Cancer Society, Relay for Life, get you do your opportunity in front of a lot of kids, a lot of families. You know, please do me a favor and tell Stevie Wonder I said what's up, the game. And Curtis Young was supposed to join us.
One more shout out to Curtis Young. I got to give a shout out to Curtis Young. I'm doing a song with him out here. We're working on a song. His album, Product of My DNA, is coming out. And it's incredible. He's a phenomenal rapper. Even if he wasn't the son of Dr. Dre, he's dope. So look out for Curtis Young.
He's not the son of Dr. Dre?
No, I said even if he wasn't the son of Dr. Dre.
Oh, okay. Dope. I was like, what?
So,
whoop. You got to be careful when you talk to Easy, man. He take it. Run with it.
No,
I want everybody.
You feel me? He's taking like 3 of my things. Michael Jackson.
He's on it, man. He's on it. Be careful.
I want
like, what is
I want heck? Everybody – all right, we got 60 seconds left, guys. I want everybody to go to YouTube and type in Eric Zulli – I'm sorry, Curtis Young, What You Need TV. You'll see me battling Curtis Young. There's a lot of backstories we weren't able to get into, but we're definitely going to have you back, Chris. And, you know, keep doing your thing and keep doing it for positive reasons. Congratulations on the game endorsement. We are definitely sharing your stuff. We're pushing it. Hashtag Easy Way, guys. Hashtag LeVar. And, you know, this has been so much fun. So I appreciate it. And remember, seize that moment. That's what the show is about, guys. Seize that moment when you get it. You know what? Twist it and turn it up into a knot and then formulate the plot and do what you got to do. Okay, we got to go. Okay, anyway. So, Chris, thank you so much for coming on, brother. We'll have some fun again real soon.
Thank you guys for indulging me. Thank you so much.
Peace,
y'all.
All right, guys. This is Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcast. And stay tuned for the next show. I don't know where it's going to be, but just stay tuned on Facebook. You'll find out, or Twitter, or Instagram. Peace.
Doing easy. You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.